Next item.
Item number three, from the county executive, appointing Ms. Janet Cleary to the Milwaukee County Civil Service Commission for a term expiring August 1st, 2019.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. Ms. Cleary is not able to attend today due to travel reasons. The executive would like to introduce Janet Cleary as a county executive's appointment for the Civil Service Commission. Janet has served as the acting field placement and licensure coordinator for Marquette University since January. She has been commissioner for the City of Milwaukee Board of Civil Service Commissioners since September of 2013. Janet has also been manager of recruitment and staffing for MPS for 15 years. Ms. Cleary would be an excellent addition to the Civil Service Commission.
Any questions? Or do we have a motion to approve this? Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to confirm the appointment.
Any discussion?
Question.
Supervisor Lipkin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Who is Ms. Cleary proposed to replace?
I'm going to slaughter her last name. I apologize in advance. Annie Szczuski. Her term expired, and this would be taking Annie's spot on the board.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Annie Szczuski.
And you said something else that I didn't.
Oh, her term expired.
Okay. Is this appointment part of a broader strategy or thought in terms of how the commission being reconstituted?
No, it's just, you know, we're going through all the boards and commissions and going through appointments as terms expire, meeting with the individuals, the executive making his decision on nominations.
Are we expecting to see significant turnover in the commission the way we have in some of our other boards?
I don't anticipate it.
Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zappel, with respect to appointments, it seems to me, I mean, it's just my recollection that the county executive is replacing people once terms expire, and sometimes before terms expire, as opposed to the trend is to replace as opposed to reappoint. Is that what?
No, we have, Mr. Chairman, we have done some reappointments. You know, some individuals have expressed interest of not continuing to serve, and we're just going through that with. There's over 40 different boards and commissions that the executive has appointment authority to, and just going through all the boards and getting up to date with the appointments.
Thank you. And I will say that I have a problem with respect to those appointments if people are replaced before the end of their term.
Mm-hmm.
I know he can do what he can. He'll put before us what he wants. But on the other hand, it seems to me that I've seen enough of it to really be concerned about that.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, just like to answer that question, the previous occupant of the seat, her term expired, and the executive is just going through and putting forth a new appointment for that position.
I was speaking globally.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Mayo.
Is group counsel here? I'll hold the question for when he comes.
Yes, I'm not familiar with this matter, but
I'll wait later. I appreciate it. I'll wait later.
Yeah, wait, Mr. Garrison.
Oh, well, fine. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to add, if Ms. Cleary's appointment is held over, could it potentially affect the quorum on the board if other members of the commission are not in attendance?
That would always be true.
That's any meeting.
That didn't help the problem.
No, that's any meeting. That don't mean nothing right there.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
I think we had a motion. We had a motion to confirm.
Right now.
Yeah. Supervisor Johnson moved to confirm. Are you ready to take the roll on the motion to confirm Ms. Cleary? If so, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, I have a question before we move on that item, if anyone knows. So in the case of an expired term, if the reappointment is not made, are there holdover? Do they serve as holdover appointees? Or?
Right. Perhaps Mr. Cady could answer that question.
Or
Mr. Zappel?
Mr. Grady?
Corp Counsel? I don't know if you heard Supervisor Lipscomb's question.
I'm sorry, I did not.
Okay, Supervisor Lipscomb, and then thank Supervisor Mayo has a question.
Mr. Grady, County Exec's office, just before the vote, suggested that if we didn't act on the appointment, there could be quorum problems, and we took the vote, and before I could ask a question, whether or not appointees serve as holdover appointees until their successor is appointed, or does their the expiration of their appointment create an automatic vacancy?
Mr. Chairman, the default answer to that question is normally people can hold over beyond their terms if they want to. They can't force them to, but if they want to. However, different statutes and ordinances, et cetera, may have a different provision, then we would follow that provision if it prohibits holdovers or if it has some language that would intend to prevent holdovers. But in the absence of any specific language, generally speaking, someone can, in those situations, hold over. I mean, you know, an elected supervisor can't hold over their seat, but I'm talking about these boards and commissions. So, but as an example, just the pension board is another similar type board. Traditionally, we've allowed holdovers. However, more recently, through an ordinance amendment, that practice has basically been stopped. That's specific to the pension board. Most of these boards and commissions don't have that kind of language, so generally the default is they can hold over if they're willing to hold over.
Supervisor Mayo?
Yes, Mr. Grady. What is the option if we want to remove somebody from the board, from a commission? I mean, once we approve them, can somebody just automatically say, well, we no longer want you on that commission or board? Because this has been a very interesting time. That some people's term is not expired and say, hey, you're off the board. So, Ken, once we appoint somebody, don't they have the right to serve out their term?
Generally speaking, again, I would say the default is if these are people who are appointed by the county executive subject to county board confirmation, they still can arguably continue to serve at the pleasure of the county executive. So he can go to them and ask them to resign. I guess I don't know off the top of my head whether he could force them to, but generally a request like that is honored. But
Can you find out for me, please?
I can check into that.
I really would like to know that.
Supervisor
Hott?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Grady, on a very similar note, should a person be appointed to a board by a recommendation from the supervisor, does that give us any latitude for removing that person or having a different person serve on that committee?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, in my understanding, you're just saying you made sort of a personal recommendation to the county executive, why don't you appoint Jane Smith, and then he did, and the county board confirmed. If that's the situation, the supervisor has no legal authority at all with respect to that appointment. It's
understandable. And, Mr. Grady, then, would an action by the county board, to have a different person serve on that committee, would that, let me ask more clearly, if we pass a resolution saying get Jane Smith off the board and put Jane D. Smith instead, would that carry weight, or does it have to be by the executive?
Generally speaking, it would have to be by the executive. The county board, when the appointment power is in the executive, the county board doesn't have removal authority other than, through for cause, some sort of proceeding for cause under ethics board or something like that. But generally, no, the board doesn't have the authority to remove someone who's a county executive appointee.
I understand. Thank you, Mr. Grady. Yeah.
And that's vice versa with the county board. When the chairperson has that authority, only person who can remove that person is the chairperson.
I believe that would be true. For example, we have two appointees by the county board chairperson, subject to county board confirmation, on the pension board. And I believe that the same logic would hold there with respect to the county board chairperson's appointees.
Correct.
Okay. We did take the roll on that. It wasn't announced, but right? Can you announce the results of the roll call?
The outcome of item three, there were 6 ayes and 2 noes, so the motion to recommend item number 3 for confirmation prevails.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors.